Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio.
Politicking, man.
Okay. That's
getting
what's
this
up,
shit
man.
Out
what's
of here,
up?
Man. Getting this shit out, man.
Okay. That's what we doing, man. We finna tip. You know what, man? I'm gonna kick back now. Last night, we put some do's and don'ts about being a man, right?
Right.
All right, so what? I mean, me personally, I think it's only fair. Motherfucker do the same thing about these ladies.
True that.
I mean, hey. I mean, a lot of these ladies be, got a lot of bullshit going on, man.
Well, we can kick it off with LaFonda. What's that, LaFonda?
Not much.
Your Boost Mobile working tonight?
He is working tonight. I fell asleep last night.
Really?
I'm just tired because I work midnight and I don't get no sleep until after I pick up my kids.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what the topic is, right?
The dudes know what ladies shouldn't I do or something like that.
Kick off, man.
All right, man, check this out. We're trying to do, last night we did the do's and don'ts of being a man. Now, today we need to know the do's and don'ts of being a woman.
The don'ts a woman should not do as far as what? Pertaining to anything?
Pertaining to life, baby. Pertaining to life. Whatever it is.
A don't a woman should not do is when you get your damn child support money, you should not take care of this yourself. You should take care of your kids first, because that's what child support money is, to take care of your kids. You shouldn't walk out the house with a brand new outfit on and your kids look like a hot burning mess.
Okay.
Hey, man, keep running, man. I got to step for a sec. Keep running.
Okay, so what you're saying, the first thing is motherfucker need to take care of them kids first, right?
Of course. That's of being a woman. That's the first thing is when you have kids and you're pregnant, that's what you should do.
Okay. I'm feeling you. Okay, we got my man, Waylo. What's happening, dog?
What's happening?
What's good with you?
Shit, man. Fucked around and missed the show yesterday. Had every intention on calling in yesterday.
We had
a little Hoosier Boy barbecue yesterday. Got fucked up yesterday, last night.
It be that way sometimes, dog. It be that way sometimes. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
You charged that phone up tonight?
My phone did not need to be charged.
I'm just saying.
It's broken.
Okay, all right. Well, check this out, y'all. Last night we did the do's and don'ts of being a man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I feel it's only right that we do the same thing for the women. So now,
I agree.
All right. I'm gonna start with you, Janine. Now, whether it's a do or a don't about being a woman.
I guess
what I'm saying, what would a real woman do and what would a real woman won't do?
A real woman should not, let me see, should not be mad. Wash your ass at all times.
Okay. Our stuff
doesn't sit on the outside like y'all do. No, it needs to be cleaned constantly.
Daily. All the time. All the motherfucking time. There should be no excuse for a funky twat.
I think a real woman should know how to take care of her home, which includes family, kids, and a man. And be a woman, not always trying to run shit.
Okay. That's what's up.
You should eliminate it.
I concur with that.
I mean, it's just about learning how to be. Some people just don't know how to be women. I mean, I know there are times where we, you know, have to play that role as the mother and the father. But when you get the man, let him be play his role. You know what I'm saying? You have to learn how to subside and let him do what he's supposed to do.
I agree 100% with that statement.
Yep.
Okay. All right, my man, Waylo, I know you got something for me.
The do's and don'ts of a woman is just like what I think they shouldn't do and what I think they should do.
Yeah, the do's and don'ts.
Well, first thing, I agree with hygiene. There's nothing worse than taking a female shirt off and they got them alfalfa in a damn armpit. They don't shave their pits. They say they want to rub their legs against you and their damn legs are like a cactus.
Well, now, hold on, Waylo, now. I mean, I agree with you, but you do got some men that like a hairy woman, so.
You tell me one man that like a hairy woman.
All the time.
Get out of here.
Shit.
You like a hairy woman?
No, dog. Don't get it twisted, Holmes. Don't get it twisted.
I just seen a couple of them wildebeest you done brought to the crib.
Whatever's clever.
Is that Bigfoot? No, that's my date. What?
See, that's a huge bitch.
Right.
Ha, ha, ha.
Another don't is nitpicking and being too damn needy. Because just being too damn needy, can you get me this, can you get me that, that's just a turnoff for dudes.
Ain't it? Ain't that the biggest turnoff? Just to see if you could, would you do it? That's like,
yeah.
Oh, God, that's the worst thing. I can't stand on motherfuckers.
It's just a little shit. Like,
right.
You call me and ask me, can I come see you tonight? I'm like, all right, yeah. Can you stop and get me some Burger King? Then stop at 7-Eleven and get me a ginger ale. Then stop by Dairy Queen and get me a damn root beer float. Make sure you got two cherries on top.
But then, you know what part that gets me is that when these motherfuckers, like, they already been planned out that they was finna go get it anyway. It's like,
yeah.
You was already going. When the fuck did you stop? What the fuck did you stop for?
Now, don't get it twisted. I like to do shit for, you know, my woman, if I have. But it's just the little shit that they nitpick and want to be needy about.
I feel you, but I know what you're talking about. It's them motherfuckers just want to sit there and just do the shit on purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just fuck
for
it.
No reason.
Just to see, just so they can start a fucking argument. Just so they can say, see, I asked you to do something for me, you act like you can't do it. Well, bitch, get off your ass to do it your goddamn self.
Well, damn.
No, seriously, man, because I know a motherfucker like that.
Yeah. And my homeboy, I feel bad for my homeboy because he going through that shit. He like the chick and everything, but yeah, every time I'm sitting next to this dude, she call. It's like, can you stop here? Can you stop here? Can you stop here? Can you stop here? It's like, I know you're just getting off of work, but before you come over here, can you stop here and get this, order this, and pick up this? Like, text this nigga a grocery list.
God, that's like the most aggravating thing in the world when a motherfucker
does. That's a turnoff.
Oh, I swear. Don't get me wrong. Like I say, I mean, shit. Motherfucker, you know, you can do what you got to do. I mean, shit. Hey, like you said, I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? But that shit, like, a motherfucker, especially when they only call you when they want something.
Yeah, every time they talk to you.
Right. Ain't that the truth? Well, every time they call you, they want something. If they don't want nothing, you actually don't hear from them. Are you fucking crazy?
Let's see. Another don't is, I think I'm out of don'ts. But the do's, I think women need to start, like, initiating sex more. Instead of letting the dude always come over there and then you don't feel like it, so he get turned down when he want to. And say yeah sometime.
Okay. I can deal with that. Lucius, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening?
Not much. What's the topic tonight? What is y'all reversing what y'all was talking about yesterday?
That's right. The do's and don'ts of being a woman. Hit me with one. Hit me with a don't.
Oh, let's see. Don't nag your man to death. Hey, I gave one before you put your little chirpy birdies on. So you missed my dog.
Hold on. Let something be known. That wasn't me.
I know who it was.
Oh, okay.
I gave my comment while he was putting the turkey birdies on or the crickets or whatever.
And he missed the roses and flowers and candy. Okay. I'm just saying.
Shit, I'm gonna say you ain't gotta even bring me roses or flowers or candy no more. Bring me a gallon of gas, shit.
A gallon of what?
Gas.
Gallon of gas.
Hey, that motherfucker, they about to cost a dozen roses, man.
Yeah, bring me some damn gas. You want to do me something? My friend is stupid as hell. He said that the don't a woman should not do, because he just texted me, he said a don't a woman should not do is ask for a man to take her to an expensive restaurant. He said, don't ask me to take you to the gas station from now on.
Okay.
Wow.
He said, I'm going to take him to the gas station. That's an expensive ass restaurant.
Wow, that's just that damn cheap.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, why? You can't say that cheap if he didn't motherfucking fill up our tank. That ain't cheap.
Exactly.
$4 a gallon. No, that ain't cheap.
We got to do Carla to the show. Carla, what's happening?
Michelle, what's good?
What's going on? Who this?
This is Jay McClain, Richmond, Indiana.
Hey, Josh.
What's happening? How you doing?
I guess y'all know each other, so...
He's an artist, actually. He's a rapper.
Yeah, I'm an artist.
Oh, okay. So what's happening?
What's that?
Much, man. Welcome to Sin City.
Hey, you sir. How y'all doing?
Oh, we doing good, man. We doing good. You from Richmond?
Yeah, Richmond, Indiana.
Okay, man. I got some people down there, man.
Yeah, it's right on the border of Ohio and Indiana.
Right. I've been down there a few times, man. It's a little city,
but we making it happen.
Hey, it's a diverse type of community, man. I mean, I didn't hear a whole lot of hip-hop going on down there. So what you do? You sing? You rap?
Nah, I rap. I rap and do a little bit of singing. More rap, though.
Oh, okay. Now, I was down there at Earlham College for a talent show, man.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
Y'all got some talented people down there.
They have some all right shows through there. Freddie Gibbs was just in there last fall. Him and RZA was in, and it's pretty cool. They be having some good people come down through there, though.
Yeah, I got a cousin down there, man. Maybe I'm not about to holler at you, man. I got a cousin down there. He actually was the one taking Freddie Gibbs around.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Yeah, but everybody out here doing music, though. I mean, we're right in the middle of Dayton and Indy, you know what I'm saying? Two of the biggest cities around us anyway, so we're trying to get it in anyways.
Okay. Well, now, I mean, with that being said, now, you a surprise guest. I didn't know you was calling in tonight. So, I mean, I can honestly say I don't have none of your music queued up. So.
Oh, that's cool, man. It ain't no problem. I can definitely get up with y'all next time and send y'all some tracks and shit.
Right, and that's what we need, man. We need brothers to come in, brothers, sisters, you know. Y'all going to send us the tracks, you know, let us know. You know, we'd be glad to put it on there. We'd be glad to play it for you.
That's what's up. Y'all definitely get a hold of it. If you want to, man, hit me up on Facebook. Add me on there. I finally got all my information and shit. So if you want to get from her, get up with me, though, and I'll fucks with y'all.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
You bet. All right, well, y'all have a good night, man. I got to get out of here. I'm about to get out on the town for the night for a little bit, so I'll holler at y'all.
All right, man. We
have a good night, man. Be careful.
Yes, sir. Later, y'all.
Okay, that's what's up. I mean, hey, like I said, we all got to get it in.
No doubt.
What was
his name from?
LaFonda.
You said what?
What's his name?
His name is Josh versus McClain. He a cool rapper. For him to be a white boy, he like a really, really cool rapper. Like, I like his music. He remind me of Who Knows a little bit.
Well,
when he rap, do he sound like he talk?
No.
Okay.
He sounds real smooth, like.
Because I'm about to say, he sounded like that people. In his raps.
He's
I give him the Frisbee.
Like, just literally, he got a song called Runaway. That song, like, that's one of my ringtones. I love that song.
Check him out.
Runaway?
Girl, Young Shatai going to tear your ass up. You better calm down.
First, yeah, I'm going to leave that one alone.
I'm just joking. I'm joking.
I ain't too much worried about that one, but, yeah.
You can't help but leave it alone.
Mother, what's happening?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
We chillin', chillin'.
That's good.
Okay, Butter, and we got a topic going.
Mm-hmm.
The do's and don'ts of being a woman. Hit me off with some of the don'ts.
Don't step up out of your place.
Great answer.
Okay, now, which it really is, but I'm curious to know, what do you mean by don't step up out of your place for the people who don't know?
A woman has a place just like a man do, and, you know, she's supposed to watch her mouth, but, I mean, at the same time, she's not supposed to be provoked just like a man ain't supposed to be provoked. So on both sides, everybody got a place that you stay in, especially if you call yourself grown.
Bottle?
Yes, sir?
I got to tell you, I'm shocked. I'm shocked. I'm pleasantly shocked. Nevertheless, though, I'm shocked. But it's a pleasant shock.
Okay.
It's a pleasant shock. I really didn't think you was going to say that. I really thought you were going to be like, shit. Hey, motherfucker woman got to know how to get that money from a motherfucker. I really thought that was going to be your answer. But I'm pleasantly shocked. I'm pleasantly shocked at your answer. I
mean,
gotta
she
can't
get that if she doing what she supposed to be doing anyway.
You know what, Butter, and that's the thing that you get. You know what? That's what more mature women need to try to school these younger women on that. You gonna get yours. I mean, but don't think you gonna get yours and don't and ain't giving out nothing.
Well, the only way she gonna get ain't gonna get hers is if she messing with somebody that ain't got it to give, or she ain't doing what she supposed to do to get it.
I mean, cause you
ain't
got a lot
nothing
of them,
free.
I mean, cause my thing is you got a lot of them that want to go to the club. They want, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to the club. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. But then you gonna tell me give you $50 so you can go get you a Patron margarita?
I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it if she doing what she got to do to make you happy.
All right, but here's the thing. You're not even buying a Patron margarita. You done gave that dude $15 so he can get in the club.
Oh, what?
That's some bullshit going on now.
Yeah, that's a dummy. What's she paying for another nigga to get in the club for?
Hey, you'd be surprised. You definitely
wow.
be surprised.
I'd be damned if you get my money to another nigga. I'm whooping your ass.
I mean, if I'm going, like, okay, say I did some crazy shit like that. If I went out with your money in my pocket and I went out with another nigga, that money should be staying in my pocket and that nigga should be paying whatever.
You would think that. But,
yeah.
I mean, not here's the thing.
You'll be amazed.
I am amazed that y'all even saying that. That's a shame before the maker.
And now at the same time, this is you know, this is y'all younger generation. You know what I'm saying? These are young women of the day.
Well, my birthday is Sunday, so I'm not young.
And that was my whole point. That's what I'm saying. Maybe y'all need to try to do some of these younger women and let them know, you know, what's what.
They don't want to know.
I think they do. I think they just ain't got no guidance.
Really?
on. They ain't got no guidance. They ain't got nobody to tell them.
No, that ain't it. They don't want to know. Because if they mama ain't taught them how to keep their legs closed, they taught them how to keep them open and get money.
Mothers actually teach their daughters.
Yeah,
like
I know some mothers that teach their daughters, if you're going to be a hoe, be a good hoe.
Yeah.
Well, I swear to God, I heard that before.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Wow. I mean, I really care.
I wish my baby mama would tell my daughter that. I'll kick her ass.
If you're going to be a hoe, be a good hoe.
Yes,
I'll beat the hell out of her.
They do, honey. Please believe.
All right, well, take this out. I'm in the chat room. It's two people in the chat room. Cast one and cast two. So, all right, check this out. Somebody come on in the chat room with me. I'm here by myself. I'm in here in stereo. I'm in here double time.
I'll be in that Shirley, dog.
He wasn't talking to you.
Talking to you, exactly.
He was talking to me. Oh, my bad.
Damn. Use me.
He don't want to be up in the chat room with another man. Come on now.
Hold on, ladies. I know how to handle this.
Who was talking to your cool ass nigga?
Thank you.
I would take this out, man. I want to ask, on that note, since Butter and Jadine was ever so nice to me right now, I'm gonna dedicate a song to y'all, man. I'm gonna play this song. We're gonna come right back, but hey, this is what I'm thinking about right now.
From
you looking real good, baby. Yes, you is. I want you to know I had a wonderful time doing this. I guess this is part of the story where we tell each other good night. Nah. How about this? How about I break all the rules and tell you really good thing, baby?
Girl, you got a big old laugh and bold legs and fine hair and all the shit that I want. Sexy motherfucking acting like you want it right now.
Let me even know.
Fuck tonight, my dick is getting rough. Oh my God, there's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and pulling things off to the side.
Let a nigga know
if you don't fuck tonight.
Good pussy will bring a freak out you. But if you eat it and don't get cheated, the first offer beat the brakes off. No sense to half-stepping. Get tears, get the titties sucking like cut rubbing and ass grabbing. How eat that pussy ass backwards? A few strokes with his long one tongue should make that pussy calm. So much for round one. I spend a whole round two and back of you. Sticking me, sticking me.
You got a big old life and both legs and fire hair. And all the shit that I want,
sexy motherfucking
acting like you want it right now.
Let me even know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rough. Oh my God, there's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and pulling things off to the side.
Let me even know
if we gon' fuck tonight.
I need a real man. I'm sick of playing with little boys. I'm trying to explore more like hot oils and sex toys. I can't keep faking. Man, I'm so backed up and I can't eat. My knees making my feet shaking. I need a real nigga to come save me. One who pamper me and bathe me and make me want to swallow his baby. Talk that thug shit while he fuck me crazy. From the back or in the bus, I'm like, fuck me, baby.
And all the shit that I want, sexy motherfucking acting like you want it right now.
Let me even know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rough. Oh my God, there's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and pulling things off to the side.
Let me even know
if we gon' fuck tonight.
All that matters is I can
get you wetter in. Suck you, fuck you better than any other nigga can. I specialize in multi orgasms, get rid of back spasms, and do it all without Viagra. I fuck you all night, make you sleep all day, treat you to breakfast, then eat you for breakfast. I know, baby, I'm so unselfish, but you love it in size. I'm a freak, so I can't help it. All I need is an old slow song, one cold shot of Patron, to see you walk around me in a song. And it'll be on before the chorus come back on. You'll be leading and I'll be ad-libbing, and we'll be singing our damn song. Just like the first time we made each other come, when we sucked and fucked each other and taste each other calm. No soul alive can erase what we've done, and all our hardest sticky memories is stuck with me permanently.
Somebody snapping like in the background.
No, I hear that too.
You hear what?
Somebody going off in the background, like.
Oh yeah, I heard that earlier.
Oh okay.
I guess
what's that?
You got
come buy some cake.
I don't know, but we got a new caller.
Somebody give a little cake.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Who is this?
Felicia.
Oh, what's up, Red?
Wow.
Long time no hear from, baby.
Yeah, I had a lot going on.
Hi, Felicia.
Hi.
How things been?
Terrible.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
That bad?
Yeah, I had to move back home. I'm back in Indiana now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. Are you okay?
I'm all right. I just had to come home and take care of my daddy.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I mean, yep. Is he okay? I mean, how's things going?
No, he in his last days.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear that. Well, you know you got our best wishes, and you know everybody here at Sin City, you know, you got all our wishes. Our prayers go out to you.
Thank you.
Mm. Okay, wow. So now y'all know we on some shit tonight. So you know we got to make the good red feel good at least for the last hour or so.
Okay,
Butter, don't start crying. Please don't start crying.
Shut up.
I hear it cheering up. I just don't Butter, let it go.
I ain't even about to go there.
Right, thank you. I caught you before you started.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. All right, well, check this out. Check it out, Rev. We got this thing going on tonight.
Uh-huh.
We trying to see the do's and don'ts of a woman.
As far as what?
I mean, in life, period. Life, period. We trying to figure out, we trying to help the younger sisters out now.
What to do and what not to do?
Yeah.
Exactly. As far as men or what?
I mean, life period. I mean, cause
everything.
You know, we got a lot of them, man. It's like they're making a lot of these crucial, terrible mistakes. And it's like, damn, they need somebody to holler at them. Somebody tell them, hey, look, this is what you should be doing. This is what you shouldn't be doing. We got on the dude's ass yesterday. So today, we're getting on the women.
I can say, do always keep a job and be independent, no matter what the circumstances is with your better half or whoever you're messing with. And then that way you can be able to make decisions accordingly. Because a lot of times women get caught up.
We caught up how?
Caught up, I mean, women and, well, men too, I suppose. If they got a woman just strictly taking care of them, it could go both ways. But as far as a woman, she needs to always make sure she have a job, make sure she have her own money, and if she don't have her own house, make sure she has the means to get one at any point.
Okay. Now that's what you're telling them that they should do, right?
Yeah.
All right, so give me a don't. What is it that they should stop doing?
I think from what I'm seeing right now, a lot of younger girls need to stop throwing themselves at men and being so, well, I don't know. I just think, well, from going out in the club and stuff, I see women throwing themselves at men, dressing like some tramps, and doing a little bit too much. And I think they need to stop that because that right there sends a message that is not good. And that's how they're going to be treated throughout.
They call that being loose. Call that being loose.
Yeah.
Because now here's my thing. Because, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, if you carry yourself like that in that demeanor and you carry yourself in that fashion, yeah, I'm going to tell you, this is my next question.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Yeah.
That's basically
what it's going to always be about.
Right. I mean, but how can you get mad? This is my thing. How can you have some... This is what I try to figure out, that you got a situation where you got these girls out walking with their ass cheeks out. You know what I'm saying?
Just stop to say something about that.
The ass cheeks out. The motherfuckers say, don't be talking to me like I'm no hoe. I mean, you got on hooker clothes.
Don't touch me. But you in a club, he intoxicated, and your ass hanging out.
But I ain't no hoe. But then as soon as the motherfucker come in, that balling ass nigga come in with all that money,
you better take him in the bathroom and give him some
Don't. You done took a picture bent over with your cheeks out, but you ain't no hoe. With no drawers.
They confused because they is whores. And you could be fully dressed and be a whore, but you ain't got to look like one.
Thank you.
I mean, hell, I want a whore, but I mean, I'm just saying.
She wanted to be a freak in the bed, but a lady in the streets.
Yeah, I think that's how it should be. Everybody don't need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, hey, I got another don't. I just thought about it. Stop telling your girlfriends how good your man's dick is.
Oh, Lord.
If it's public that good, you just got to brag. If it's that good, you got to brag about it.
Yeah, but you need to
watch. Shut up, motherfucker!
Because believe me, them little motherfuckers, we don't be saying shit.
Okay.
Don't you think if you tell your girl how good your man is, she gonna try to get your man?
Well, she could join in if she likes.
But see, not all women think like that. If all women thought like that,
and then
I'm
it's
no
like this, it's like this. if it's that good, then and you telling, I mean, hopefully your relationship or your situation is tight enough to where you ain't got to worry about it. Seriously. You shouldn't have to worry about that, your man going off and, you know, putting his hang line in somebody else if you got that.
Temptation is a motherfucker, though.
Huh?
Temptation is a motherfucker.
It is, but if you're sitting on a gold mine, you all the temptation he need, right?
Whoa, hold on now. You might be sitting on that gold mine, but you ain't. Who says you keep letting him go dig?
You letting him dig if you bragging about it. If you bragging about it and you ain't giving it up, then you the one that's stupid.
But, I mean, but I'm saying we got those out there. We got them out there.
Hey, I got a situation for you. Let's say you got a little car party at your crib or whatever. Everybody love you and your girlfriends are there, you laugh. And you've been telling your girlfriend how good your man's dick is.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ran out of ice and y'all can't make no more margaritas, so you go get some more ice. You come back, she got a mouthful of dick. What would you do?
Put it on the table now. I gotta try to figure out. So you don't want nobody else.
I'm just saying.
First of all, I would send him out to go get the ice.
Yeah, but you know he fucked up. He can't drive.
Then she go get the ice.
She fucked up. She can't drive.
They ain't that fucked up.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
If they that fucked up, we don't need to drink no more.
Let's just say you ain't got the ice, though.
Well, me and my guy would have talked about it and planned it that way anyway.
Thank you.
So we would have planned for him to be fucking her, so when I get back, I could just join in.
And like I say again, not all women is thinking like that.
Yo, G Money, I like this girl, yo.
Don't get me wrong, I love your, I love the response.
She might be thinking she owns something, but see, we done already set it up for her. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's already been pre-planned.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in other words.
Game, recognize game, and you look kind of unfamiliar right now. Can I help you, sir?
Mm-hmm. Tommy, you kind of quiet, man. What's up?
Chilling, man. Enjoying the conversation, dog.
I mean, what's your response on that?
I'd be pissed.
I mean, if I'm
bragging on my woman and I leave and come back and my boy hitting it, the same motherfucker I've been bragging
different.
To?
That's
that
different,
is
though.
Different.
How is it
different?
It's the same thing. It's just the roles are reversed.
You ain't gonna set up no threesome with your homeboy to try to get with your girl.
Not your girl, not one of your pieces of ass then maybe.
Yeah.
But not your girl.
Well, of course not my girl. But it's the same thing, it's just the roles are reversed.
But now what if it's just a bust down, man, and I'm like, well, shit, you know.
A bust down, we talking about your girl.
Talking
about
rolling
in the bed with every night.
Wait a minute, hold on, Waylo. Me and him need to get this established right now. And we hypothetically speaking, so don't nobody take this out of context, Lucius. I'm my life. I'm joking. Don't go off on me. I'm joking.
I ain't worried about it.
I'm just saying. All right, now.
Yeah, go ahead on.
Look here, homie. Look here, dog. Oh, girl, you know what I'm saying? I mean, bust down material, you know what I'm saying? But now you done kicked it with a couple of times. But it's still bust down material. Now, you know what I'm saying? You say you went to get the ice, and you know what I'm saying? You come back, and, hey, I'm doing my thing. You gonna be mad at me?
No, I can't get mad at you. Why would I be mad at you?
Material.
We talking about a chick that got a pair of drawers in the drawer.
Oh no, I'm pissed now. I'm pissed off then.
Because I've been seeing your old lady though.
Well, see, both of y'all saying something totally different. He's saying it's your woman. You saying it's not your woman. Which one is it?
Now, I'm saying that ain't your woman because I've been, naturally, I'm not going to go at your woman.
Then I wouldn't get mad. But Waylo's saying it's your woman. If it's my woman, then I'm going to be pissed the fuck off.
Because that was the original question.
I mean, well, I know, of course, we all don't answer to that question, but I'm just trying to see just somebody on average, just a cool ass friend, somebody that you just cool with.
No, I wouldn't be mad, man.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm glad of that, man.
It is what it is. I talk about her ass, though.
Okay, my question is, what is bust-down material?
When you bring her through the whole crew is
there. Oh, wow.
Man, I mean, the whole crew didn't hit her that night.
At the same time.
Oh, damn.
Oh, it's a bunch of them out there.
But then you got that one motherfucker that want to be talking about this is old lady. And to the motherfucker that always hollered, that's his old lady, don't be doing that.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker!
That's what I think about him.
Hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
Right, he ain't on the team. Alright, but now, okay. Alright, now, I know what we're talking about, but I gotta veer away from this. Because, I mean, I'm listening to Butter and I'm listening to Jadine. I mean, so women plot and plan just like men do, right?
Yeah, cause it's sneaky as hell.
I mean, cause like it's like okay, if he ain't nothing to you, I mean, or and I ain't gonna say he ain't nothing to you, but women plotting plans just like men, right?
Mhm.
Right, Butter? Oh, Butter don't want to answer that. All right, hold on. We got a new caller calling in. Oh.
Hey y'all, it's Mika. How y'all doing?
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Trouble. Okay, all right, now, Mika, what's happening? What's going on?
Not much.
All right, we got this conversation going, but now we kind of veered left a little bit, and we trying to figure, do women plot and plan just as much as men do? Now, I know your situation, so everything you're saying, you're hypothetically speaking. We hypothetically speaking now.
My answer to that, I think it depends on the person. I don't think you could say that women do it more than men.
You said what, nurse?
I said that you asked me, do women trot like men do?
Nurse.
And I said, I think it depends on the individual. I wouldn't say that women do it more than men do. I wouldn't say that.
What I miss? What?
I don't know now, cause you mean tell me you and your girl ain't never got in the club, you know, back in your day, back in your heyday, y'all done been in the club, y'all done seen this dude, and y'all both like, God damn, shit I do to him? Girl, we both will take him home.
Hell no. No, I don't roll like that. I don't know about everybody else, but no, I'm good on that.
She's a fucking lady.
That's right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I know that I have friends that are like that, and I you know, even though I'm married now, I still got friends that wild out like that, but, you know, that's
well,
their preference.
I tell you what, this is Sin City. Speak on them. Talk about them.
I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying?
What's their name?
I don't do that. No, loose lips sink ships. We don't roll like that. But I'm just telling you, like,
I have my phone busy. Damn.
What's their name and where do they stay at?
No, I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you. Probably done already ran into them. No, I'm not telling you. I'm just saying, though, for real. I mean, on a serious note, that I just think that people, you know, it just depends on that individual. And, you know, what are you, you know, you might have been sipping on something that took you there that night. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's not you. Maybe that's a lady like how I am. But if I'm popping pills or doing whatever else is out there, and then I just happen to do some shit with my girlfriend and some other guy, then, you know what I'm saying, that's just life.
Okay, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. You send me one of them voluptuous T-shirts.
And do what?
I'm going to wear it, because if I wear it, then they're going to know I'm affiliated with you.
Where my girl Janine at? Is she on here?
Yes, I'm on here.
Did you get your stuff?
No, not the package came, but I wasn't here to get it. So
I'm so mad at you about that. Okay.
Wait a minute. This.
I know, because you want me to see that red, and I got.
Oh my God!
Wait a minute, Janine. Is this the one?
No, this is a new one. I haven't got it yet. I was waiting on these. Remember I said the other two I was waiting on?
Yes, but this is the lady that.
Oh my. Yeah, with the black one, yeah.
Yes, I need oh my. I want that one. Like,
well,
I wish I could have gotten in touch with her like earlier because I wanted it for my birthday.
Yeah, because she was trying to get me for that black one. She was trying to steal my pants.
I was trying to get you.
Yes.
I'm telling you. Boy, y'all don't know. I'm bringing sexy back. They don't know. They don't know, Janine. They don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
No, they don't know.
They gonna know if I put that black one on. Yes. Oh, my.
I'm trying to see what that be like.
Baby. Let me see.
They keep talking about pictures. I might put some pictures on.
Girl,
go ahead. I mean, you know, I always encourage it, and I would love for people to do that so I can post it, but you don't have to put your face in there.
I just hate to tease people.
Go on, tease them.
All right. You fuck with me, you're going to be a victim of date rape.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And then you're going to love your red. I cannot wait. Please, please text me, call me. I don't care what time of night it is. I seen that red. I was like, oh, she's going to fall in love with this.
Oh, man. I need your information.
Hey, it's on sincity.spruce.com.
It sure
is. It's the website. It's the website.
Yeah.
She got all of she got every outfit you need.
Damn. Yeah,
the website on there and everything.
I'm telling you, I seen that black like a couple of times. I don't know where I saw it at. And then Janine was like, I was like, oh my.
Sorry,
oh,
I took over the show. Sorry about that.
Hey, baby, you know, well, I'm going to tell you what. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go into another song. We're going to get it right. For you. All right, and I'm going to tell you. Hey, fellas, I'm going to tell you. That black outfit.
Baby.
This song is perfect for the black outfit. We'll be right back, y'all. Welcome back. Hey, y'all hear that hook? I like that song. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the beast out of motherfucker. Bring the beast down. Red. Good red.
Yeah.
Bring the beast out. Would it bring the beast out?
I don't know.
Oh, girl, don't be acting like that. Come on, Rev, it'll bring the beast out.
Nah.
Yeah. I like flies, dude. Flies be talking that shit.
I'm gonna get gas on that ass real quick.
You say what?
I said flies get gas on that ass real quick.
Yeah, hey. And they ain't scared to talk. Hey, he ain't scared to talk about fucking either, boy. That will be beaten in, and that will be beaten in the truck tomorrow. I will be playing that tomorrow. It's supposed to be 80 degrees tomorrow. Shit, I'm riding with all windows down, singing that song, hanging out the window.
Hey, speaking of which, I got some new guns for you too, bro.
Oh, for real?
Straight? Yeah.
Hey man, I went on Who's Your Boy, man. I tried to download the Lady Queen mixtape.
Uh-huh.
It won't let me, man.
You got a which one did you go to? That pill for Lime Links.
The iVid one.
Nah, you hitting the wrong link. It's tricky because it's like an advertisement type deal. That's why they let us upload the mixtapes on their site. So what they do is they put all those ads around the actual download link to make you click on that, so they'll get paid for you clicking on it. So you got to read the whole page and find the actual download link. It'll say download here.
All
like
right.
at the bottom of some shit.
Okay, man. Check this out, man.
I just shoot me your address, and I'll just send you some.
Okay, cool. Bet.
We need to hear from Lady Queen, man. I love having her on the show.
Yeah, we about to we got a meeting Thursday. We about to shoot her first video to Ron, and you know it's talking about women cheating on their dude, and then the dudes cheating on their women, and vice versa, and stuff like that. It's a collab with Hardy and Lady Queen.
Okay, so when the video shoot? When the start?
The video shoot is going to be Sunday. Sunday at
3 o'clock.
My birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get one of the videos, man.
Hey, it's going to be plenty, man, because, like I said, you know, we in-house and everything, so I'm shooting all videos. And then I got another partner that's shooting videos with me. You know, I do my little editor thing, so can't be away nothing.
Hey, man, I think we need to do us a video, man. Commercial or something.
Man, that'd be cool as hell, dude.
What y'all think? Y'all think we should do a commercial for Sin City?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That shit'll be cool than a motherfucker.
Well, hey, I tell y'all what, man. Oh, I mean, shit, we got Waylo. I mean, Waylo, we can talk numbers, but shit. I mean, hey, man, I say shit, let's go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whenever y'all ready.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. I'll be down there waiting next month, man.
Get it.
Stop stuffing stuff in your mouth.
Hey, man, I say let's do it.
That shit'll be cool as hell.
You gonna put Janina in her black lingerie on it?
Yeah, send me some pictures. I'll put them in the video.
Mm-hmm.
All black there one should be some video clips. I'll put that in the video.
The red one, too.
That black one, the red one. I ain't forgot about that pink one with the tits on, neither.
Yeah, send all of it. All of them.
Hey, I know what you ordered. I heard what you ordered. I ain't forgot what you ordered. Hey, Mika, I guess Butter next on your list to try to come get something from you.
That's what's up. You know, I'm always trying to make sure I'm servicing some dang on body anytime, anywhere.
I'm so shitty that I didn't get in touch with you before today, because, damn it, I got plans this weekend. And I need that in my life today. Like,
you know what? I actually need somebody like that in the video that we're doing Sunday. I can't find nobody. Just wear a little sexy piece of lingerie and like bend over just a little bit over a hearty leg in the bed. I can't find nobody to do that.
Well, now, Mika, let them know you are in the Indianapolis area, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so, hey, buddy, you might, hey.
Come up to Gary.
Come get me.
Don't be telling me like that, no. You got to change your tone of voice. You talk to me.
What?
Butter, did she want, Janine, was she talking about the black mini? Is that what she was trying to take from you?
The one with the sleeves, the black, was it black mini or the black wild?
The wild is the one that doesn't have sleeves. The one with the sleeves.
Okay, well, no, it's the mini then.
Okay, so that's the one you want?
Yes.
Okay, because I actually have, I believe I still have two in stock.
Where so, you at? Oh, you in Indianapolis?
Yep.
I'll come get that, like, for, I might come get it tomorrow. Tomorrow or Friday, yeah.
Where are you?
Hey,
Are you in Gary or are you here?
I'm in Indy.
Oh, you in Indy, too. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I have it. I always order extra one. When she ordered one, I always order double.
It's meant for me to have it. Y'all see that? It's meant for me to have it.
Wait a minute, hold on, look here. I figure all this old willing and dealing, Father Time deserves his edible thongs that he been asking for.
Oh, Lord. Who asked for the Chinese hooker costume?
Oh,
who asked for that?
That would be me.
Japanese hooker?
I
found it, too.
Oh, wow.
You got what?
Is it on the site?
I didn't add it to the site yet, but I have it in my downloads as pictures because I was going to add it up on. I was going to post it onto the picture and put the price on there, but I didn't know if anybody was serious about it. But I
wait a minute.
Hold
on now. We said something about a Chinese stripper, the Japanese Oriental stripper in Sunshine and Time then.
I actually have that. Yeah.
You got that?
I was sitting listening, and I was trying to hear when she was going to say the name of the fight, but I didn't hear it, so I had to chime in so I can get the name of the fight.
I'm on Sin City. I know, Butter, I sent you a friend request. So
oh,
you're
you
on my friends list. It's Miss Mika.
Okay, that's what's up.
And, for the other young lady, you just were at it, right, Sunshine? Were you just at it?
So, is your friend? I don't know. I haven't even looked.
No, I mean, I seen her on there. I did. I try to look on there. I stay on there constantly throughout the day so I don't miss nobody, especially the females, so that
I'm
you guys
so glad
have
I know
to
now.
The page.
I mean, this is like, I'm happy.
I
can't get my fellas to buy no lingerie. I don't know what y'all doing. Y'all tripping. Don't try to wait to damn Valentine's Day.
I'm saying my birthday is Sunday. Hurry up.
Hey. I can tell you what Father Ty won't. You won't put it in sock form.
Oh, I'm gonna get that on up.
Which
it ain't
one? The Japanese outfit.
It'd be here in 3 days.
He wants the candy apple thong.
You know
that. I don't want no goddamn thongs, man.
Yes, you do. You just can't see what is the edible patties.
Oh, wow.
You better get you a fruit roll up and a good pair of scissors and make your arm.
That fruit roll up.
All that shit is anyway.
Oh, wait, I can't wait.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna start with you, Waylo. One word, using one word, describe your best sexual night. You can only use one
word
though.
Oh, okay.
Damn. One word. Long.
Huh?
Said long.
Long.
I ain't mad at you. You say long.
All right. Janine, one word.
Explosive.
Explosive, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Lucius, one word.
Wild.
Okay. Butter, one word.
Speechless.
Okay, Rhea, one word.
Funny.
What was your word?
Funny.
Funny?
Funny?
Funny? Funny? Ha, ha, ha.
No, wow. This is your best night. This is the best night.
Yeah, that was the best one. It was funny.
What the hell?
Wow. Okay, Mika.
Intimidating.
Ooh.
Oh, he came out playing. That nigga came, hey, he come and got shit on me.
Sunshine.
Freaky.
Freaky. What's yours, dog?
Erotic.
Mine is outstanding. Those are some good answers, though.
Oh, man. What about you?
Outstanding.
you actually got up and said, that was outstanding.
Or was the song
actually,
playing
the,
in
the
background?
Term was out fucking standing.
Oh, okay. Well, damn. That's what I'm saying. Say the whole word, motherfucker. I know you didn't get up and say, that was outstanding.
I got another one. But this time I'm gonna start with Sunshine. Alright, Sunshine, you listening?
Yeah.
Alright, strawberries with whipped cream or strawberries dipped in chocolate?
Well, I can't be strawberries dipped in chocolate with whipped cream.
Strawberries right. With whipped cream or strawberries dipped in chocolate, woman.
Strawberries with whipped cream. Sick.
Man, was that so hard?
Yes. Then you just didn't say freaky. My shit got to be dipped in chocolate with whipped cream.
Why?
Mika, what about you?
I'm going with strawberries dipped in chocolate.
Rev?
Chocolate.
Butter?
Chocolate.
Lucius?
Chocolate.
Janine?
whipped cream.
All right. Now, for the fellas, Waylo, which one would you rather use, whipped cream
which
or chocolate?
Which one would I rather use? I'd rather use chocolate. It'd take longer to lick off.
Hey, you took my answer, you dirty motherfucker. My answer.
All right, dog. You sticking with chocolate?
Oh, yeah, man, I got to have chocolate, man. I mean, shit. It gets sticky and everything. Boy, you know, once you get to going and once you sticky and all that, it's a wrap. Then you take that nice hot shower, you good to go.
All right, so majority of everybody say chocolate.
All right,
what about... All right, I'm going to start with... Start with Janine on this one. You ready, Janine?
Yes.
Ice cubes or hot wax?
Ice cubes or hot wax? Nah, he a bit of knock my ass out. I'm burning his ass and shit. Now I go with the ice cubes. He like, bitch.
You gotta know that you're fucking with hot wax, boy.
Yeah. Hey, it's the nigga with that wax shit, dog. You gotta know. That shit got to be
awesome.
Somebody going to jail.
Well, hold on. Somebody might fuck with the wax.
I mean, hold on, man. Hold on, man. Before you finish that, man, I'm going to tell you. I did some fucked up shit back in the day, man. motherfuckers, like, they said syrup. They said use syrup. They like hot syrup. So I put it in the microwave, but I guess.
Oh, wow.
I guess a minute was too long. That motherfucker daddy jumped out of skin.
You're burning a piece for him off my ass. That's why.
Yeah. Hey, oh my gosh. Hey, this was one of them.
Oh, I'm like. Okay,
hey,
I got two orders.
This is one of the motherfuckers that, you know, surf sticks to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, man, can you imagine she trying to wipe it off her ass and that motherfucker would not come off because it was just stuck.
Who told you to use some damn syrup?
Hey, I read a Kama Sutra book. It was a Kama Sutra book. But
oh,
now the,
shit.
The bitch didn't say that how low you supposed to keep it on there.
So I'm about to say.
Right,
shit. Damn,
bro,
I'm
going
to
do
it. You got me on refrigerator cabinets? What the fuck?
Hey,
I was about to say, I ain't read no damn book, but I just ran out of shit to use, shit.
Right, I was reading the Kama Sutra book, man, back then, and it was like, you know, man. You know, trying to be, you know, different. I didn't want to use the strawberries and all that. I mean, you know, granted, strawberries and all that's good, but I just want to come with something different.
Cool.
I like Aunt Jemima. I mean, I enjoy Aunt Jemima. So, but as you know. Being young back then, you didn't realize that, you know, microwaves heat up that fast. I should have knew something when I grabbed the handle when it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn bottle done transformed and shit.
No, hey, no, I had it in a whisper car because they told me, they say, put it in a, I even went out and bought the jar, you know. It was like one of them Kool-Aid jars that you pour, you know what I'm saying? I guess you should have knew something when I was holding it with the oven mitt, but hey, that would have left you before.
That
stop,
was a tempted murder. That's what that
you
was.
You lost all your cool points tonight. You just lost all of them.
Hey, that was attempted murder. That's what that was.
You know what's more
interesting? You say what?
I said, how does she have to explain that when she went to the hospital?
Well, I mean, shit, I put some ice on it, and it was, you know, that's just
y'all kept going.
Nah, we ain't keep going. I think the mood kind of changed.
So now she's missing skin on her ass. That's why.
Oh, now it was no fault of mine because I was still trying when she just was too much pain. So now she just tell people that's her birthmark.
Oh my God.
I bet that's definitely a night she'll never forget.
Hell yeah.
Every time she look at that burn mark, hell, she'll never forget.
The next
probably
time a motherfucker bring up some syrup.
Yeah,
hey.
She probably scared to death of Aunt your mama.
This hot candle wax though is yes.
Well, they got some they got some candles where you can dip your finger in it and rub it on like oil. Those is like the best candles to use if you're gonna do that wax shit.
Yeah.
Don't get no doc goddamn Glade candles and try to do that shit. You're gonna set a nigga on fire. I'm gonna kill you.
Hey, y'all remember that movie, Drinking My Juice in the Hood? What was
yeah, Don't
that
Be
movie?
A Menace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That hot butter.
Old girl did that shit.
That big ass wearing
real
block
that
of
hot candle wax on his ass.
That hot cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was, hot cheese.
It was hot cheese. I thought it was butter.
He said his ass on that hot cheese. I woke up the morning and died. He felt about as bad as he did with that damn surf.
Oh, my God.
Well, let me finish the question, man. All right, Lucius, Ice Cube, hot wax.
Ice Cube.
Butter.
Hot wax.
Rev.
Wax.
I'm sorry?
Wait a minute.
Wax.
Did she say wax? You said wax.
I said wax.
Yeah, I said wax. Hot wax. It wasn't that question.
Wee. Yeah, yes, it was. Good, the good ray. I'm talking about pour it off it, daddy. Make it real hot. Good ray getting it in. She's putting
why
hot wax.
Why are y'all so surprised when I say something? My God.
Okay, I just said it.
Because you never say nothing. That's the whole point. None of your goddamn business what the hell I do.
You got a point.
Man, for 2 years we've been trying to get you to say something.
All right, Mika.
Hot wax.
Ice cubes. Damn, we got quite a few
damn
waxes on here. Sunshine.
She didn't even let you finish.
Yeah,
hot wax.
I tried hot wax. I like that. Yeah.
Well,
hey, dog. Wait a minute, but did you hear Mika? She didn't even let you finish the sentence. Hot wax, hot. She got the camera burning right now. Hot wax, hot wax. What's that, motherfuckers? Hot wax. She let you finish the sentence. Hot wax, motherfucker. Hot wax.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That's a lot of hot waxes. I wasn't expecting all that.
Well, I'm going with Ice Cube, man. Because of my past, I need to just use something that's real cool. I'm not good with shit that's flammable.
I got a question.
What's up?
How many men have ever received oral with peppermints?
Yeah, that's the toothpaste, peppermints, Halls.
Halls.
Halls and Ice Cubes.
Yeah, Ice Cubes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Halls and Ice Cubes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then if you get a real good one, you get a chick that can do it with the peanut M&Ms.
What?
Peanut M&Ms. That's the new one that way, Lo. You got to fill me in on that one. Peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, she put them in her mouth or whatever, and she closed her mouth real tight. So it feel like a whole bunch of like little balls like the size of your shit while she going up and down.
Oh wow, I'm gonna have to try that.
I am on my way to the gas station as soon as this show is over.
Y'all are fried.
Who are
I've never heard that one before.
I'm gonna have to try that.
Hey, Habib,
yeah,
be
you
like,
gotta be careful though. You gotta be careful though.
You might
tell
them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
get the chewing. Damn, these niggas. Get your shit in her mouth.
Oh, God. Damn. No, never mind. No, I ain't gonna fuck with that one. You got hungry. It's a wrap.
Just give her a cough drop. That's good, too.
Yeah, just give her a cough drop. Good shit. She thinks she might don't want it. She thinks she done bit down or whatever. If that bitch, you done bit the wrong nut, hoe. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
No.
Wow.
We can't have that. Your Honor, the bitch broke the bitch bit the wrong nut. This is it. No. Wait, low man. Goddamn, fuck Eminem. You be coming up with some shit, boy.
Shit, I don't come up with.
Well, I don't mean, of course, you didn't come up with it. I mean, I'm just saying.
I just sat back and enjoyed the occasion.
She must have,
this was on Halloween. She had all that extra candy. Didn't know what
hell
to do.
Hell no, this was after a date did. I think he made sure he fed her ass. That's what that was. He made sure he fed her well. She didn't want to bite on nothing else. You was so cool. I got these Eminems for you.
She forgot her pop rocks or whatever. All she had was Eminem.
Right. Now. I've heard about that. Now, I can't even say that I had it done to me, but I heard the pop rocks or something else.
Yeah, pop rocks is the business.
Really?
It's like a million explosions on your shit. No,
ooh,
see what it is? You gotta get them wet so, like, while they still dry or whatever, it won't scrape them.
Man, I heard the pop rocks was a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it's like a million explosions in her mouth. Oh, my goodness.
I've yet to feel that, but I've heard about the pop rocks.
Shit, I got pop rocks on deck. Just hoping to pray. You know,
you got them on deck.
They say, you got something to eat? No, but I got these pop rocks right here. But I want a hamburger, girl. Eat these pop rocks. They taste just the same.
I'm going to have to try
that. Damn, only on Sin City we hit shit like this.
You learn something new every week, man.
Right.
I can tell you a whole bunch of shit I done did.
And you got to learn.
I done seen some shit in the red light district.
Well, tell me about it.
Tell her you can show her.
Huh?
Tell her you can show her.
I seen this one chick, she popped out 12 ping pong balls out of her shit.
Oh, wow.
And then the last one, she pushed it to the end of her lips and sat it there. Yeah, sucked it back in.
Wow.
Hey, I'd have been standing in front of her. I'd have been standing in front of her clapping, talking about, Sanjay, Sanjay, Sanjay.
Yeah, she had the total control, but I ain't never seen nothing like that before.
That's a talent.
Hell yeah, she's talented as fuck.
Okay, I have another question. I don't know if we talked about this before, but I had an argument with a female the other day where she said that women who squirt are not squirting, they pissing.
And no, it's not piss. It's not piss.
Because I squirt, and she swore up and down that that was piss. And
no, it's not piss. It's not piss. I've done the research.
I was told you can't pee while you're having sex.
I've done the research. It's not piss.
Because the first time that happened to me, the first thing I said, bitch, did you just piss on me?
Exactly. Exactly. I had to do the research because I'm like, this motherfucker just pissed on me.
Because it never happened to me before. She would ride me, and it was that shit was everywhere. I mean, like, all between my legs and shit, balls wet. I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell did that?
Hey. Hey, I felt like Money Mike after David woke him up. Nigga, did you pee on me?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even get it back in the bed when I'm through. Like, oh man.
Yeah, that's how I was. I had to flip the damn mattress over. Shit, burn it, motherfucker.
No, you didn't. You flipped it over. You didn't burn it. You just flipped it over. I'm lying. And you was hoping she came back to bar.
Hey, I got slick with it, though. I doubled up a beach towel.
That wouldn't have been nothing for me.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this.
The sheets.
As soon as she came in.
Snap that pussy back.
How do you play? All right, y'all, we got to get out of here. It's after 10 o'clock. I know they're going to, they don't like letting us get more time than we supposed to have. They shut us down.
Quickly.
All right, so we're going to start it off. Sunshine, you got any last words, baby?
Yeah, Mr. Mika, do y'all do shipping and delivery, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I've seen a couple of items on my order, so, yeah.
Okay.
Size the soul, as always, love it, love it, love it.
What's up? Hey, we expect to see the pictures. We expect to see the pictures. All right, well, Ms. Mika, any last words?
Well, y'all know I always have a good time or I wouldn't come back. So I enjoyed all of y'all, and if y'all need to contact me, y'all know y'all can find me on Sin City. There's a website and a phone number, so if you're confused about how to order, just give me a call and I'll walk you through. And I'll holler at y'all next Wednesday.
That's what's up. The good Ram. Any last words for us, baby?
Oh, yeah, it was a good show. Good to hear everybody's voice again.
Even mine?
Even yours, Father Time, even though you're an asshole. It was good tonight. You behaved yourself.
All right, baby. Just remember, you got all our prayers with you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Mother, you ain't last words.
Oh, I enjoyed myself, and I'm so happy that I was able to get in contact with Miss Mika. I can't wait for my birthday this weekend now.
You got to buy it first. You ain't just going to get it free now.
I know that, unless one of you kind gentlemen want to buy it for me for my birthday.
Okay, Lucy, you got any last words?
Whatever, dude. I got my own money. I ain't tripping.
I'm fucking with you. Hey, Will, just in case we don't get to see you or talk to you, happy birthday. I hope you have a blast.
Thank you.
That's what's up. All right, Lucy, you got any last words for us? Lucy? Oh, Lucy,
hey.
I'm sorry. I muted you, Lucy, before you said something.
You've been messing
y'all
been messing with me all night.
I'm sorry, that was a wrong button push. Any last words, baby?
I enjoyed the show. That's what's
and,
up.
And I'll be calling again next week.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Denise.
Yes.
Your phone stayed charged all the time, huh?
It was already charged.
Thank you very much.
Any last words
for us, baby?
Oh, so Miss Nico, thank you for the gift, the stockings. I was thinking about wearing them to work, but I said, no, I don't think that's appropriate.
You wearing some stuff off of Luxus to work?
What?
Girl,
you
stocking. I'm pretty sure. What, fishnet?
They were a little provocative.
Okay.
I forgot I wanted to thank her for that. And I had a good time. It was nice talking to everybody.
Same bad time, same bad time.
That's correct.
All right. My man Waylo, any last words for us, dog?
Yeah, same old, hoosboyentertainment.com. I want to say happy birthday and good luck to, I forgot her name.
Oh, Butter.
Butter. And, you know, that's it. That's it. That's Bruce.com.
All right. That's
about to go
that's
pull my.
Up. All right, homie.
You know what it is, man. SinCityDotSpruce.com, y'all. Hit them blogs up.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. SinCityDotSpruce.com. Hit the chat room. You in the chat room, man?
Yeah, I'm in there, dude.
Oh, okay. All right, well, man, hit the chat room up, y'all. We're going to be here for a minute. Let's do what it do. Let's have a little fun. If not, same bad time. Which y'all up next week. Hey, we holler. What?
Peace.